News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, two extra days have been added to the Leaving Cert timetable to alleviate pressure on students sitting their papers in June 2019. Well, joining us now to discuss is the editor of Education Matters Yearbook, guidance counsellor and assistant school principal, Brian Mooney. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme. Look, there's been lots of talk. There is always lots of talk about the stress of the Leaving Cert. So is this a good idea, extending it out, creating a little bit of breathing space?
Extending the Leaving Cert is absolutely essential. Last year, we had a number of students around the country who are doing three examination papers in the one day because of the introduction of politics to the curriculum. Next year, in 2020, we will have students sitting the new computing Leaving Cert subject and the new physical education. So we needed three additional slots, and asking students to study for three papers in one sitting from literally starting at 9 and going to the 9, 12-hour session is just crazy. So extending it was right. I proposed last year when this occurred that we extend it into the two Saturdays in between, but they have actually decided to extend it into the Monday, Tuesday of the following week, and there are a number of drawbacks relating to that.
Hold on, we're extending it by 2 days for June 2019, but you just said that by June 2020, they'll all have these two extra subjects. So there's only breathing room really in June 2019. By June 2020, that breathing room is gone, is it?
Well, effectively what happens is they have two major subjects in the fourth week at this stage, and they will have technology, which will be on the Monday, and they will have the new politics subject on the Tuesday. We don't know how they're going to schedule the subject allocations out in 2020, but they will have those slots used. But it'll tighten the whole system up again. I can't state that they will not use the Saturdays, but I suspect they will try and do it all within the two additional days, because it effectively means that if you go back, say, 3 or 4 years, it'll be three additional subjects on top of what's already there, and by 2 days you can accommodate three additional subjects.
Now, certain parents were very quick yesterday to jump on this news, Brian, and they didn't welcome it because their kids had booked holidays for the day they expected the Leaving Cert to end, their exams to end, and now they find maybe it's going on a day or two longer. People are going to be a bit out of pocket, will they?
Yeah, well, there are huge numbers of students. My advice to students has always been not to go on the holidays that week, because effectively the most important thing, yes, the holidays matter, and there are people who have booked holidays for going out on the Saturday, Sunday, Monday or Tuesday who are now going to find they have a paper on a Monday or a Tuesday, and obviously they cannot not sit their Leaving Cert, so they're going to be talking to their travel agents this morning and trying to, you know, change flights, etc., or they may lose their money. But the most important thing is that last week of June is vitally important in relation to students sitting back, relaxing 24 hours after the exam finishes on Friday, say, for instance, this year will be Friday the 21st, and they have 10 days effectively to decide, what am I going to do now? CAO, I've got my CAO application in. I have until the following weekend to make my mind up. I have about 10 days to reflect on that. Colleges have been traditionally running all kinds of information sessions. So students can sit down and say, well, actually, having thought about it, exams out of the way, all that stress out of my mind, I really am clear now about what it is
all
I'm
right.
going to do. From this new system, there are going to be lots of students who are only going to wake up to start thinking out that process on Wednesday the 26th, and they have to have the decision finally made by the 1st of July, which is the following Monday. So that tightens it up. Students who have applied for medicine and have done the HPAT exams, they are always released after the exams are over. Traditionally, that would have been the Monday the 24th. That won't happen until Wednesday the 26th. Again, all those medical students who don't get good HPAT scores are going to have to recalibrate their whole CO application process. And again, that's down to 4 days as opposed to 10 days.
All right. Look, on that note, Brian Mooney, editor of Education Matters Yearbook and guidance counsellor and assistant school principal. Thanks a million for speaking to us.